Earth Science, 8th grade, The Solar System. Lesson 4, Thursday, April 23rd. Plate Tectonics, continued. Wegener's continental drift hypothesis had a great deal of evidence in its favor, but it was largely abandoned because his theory did not explain how the continents moved. When seafloor spreading came along, scientists recognized that the mechanism to explain drifting continents had been found. Like the scientists did before us, we are now ready to merge the ideas of continental drift and seafloor spreading into a new all-encompassing idea, the theory of plate tectonics. Page 15. Earth's tectonic plates. Now you know that seafloor and continents move around on Earth's surface. But what is it that is actually moving? In other words, what is the quote-unquote plate and plate tectonics? This question was also answered due to war, in this case, the Cold War. Although seismographs had been around for decades, during the 1950s and especially in the early 1960s, scientists set up seismograph networks to see if enemy nations were testing atomic bombs. Seismographs record seismic waves. Modern seismographs are sensitive enough to detect nuclear explosions. While watching for enemy atom bomb tests, the seismographs were also recording all of the earthquakes that were taking place around the planet. These seismic records could be used to locate an earthquake's epicenter, the point on Earth's surface directly above the place where the earthquake occurs. Earthquakes are associated with large cracks in the ground, known as faults. Rocks on opposite sides of a fault move in opposite directions. Earthquakes are not spread evenly around the planet, but are found mostly in certain regions. In the oceans, earthquakes are found along mid-ocean ridges and in and around deep-sea trenches. Earthquakes are extremely common all around the Pacific Ocean basin and often occur near volcanoes. The intensity of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions around the Pacific led scientists to name this region the Pacific Ring of Fire. See the diagram below. Earthquakes are also common in the world's highest mountains, the Himalaya Mountains of Asia, and across the Mediterranean region. Scientists notice that the earthquake epicenters were located along the mid-ocean ridges, trenches, and large faults that mark the edges of large slabs of Earth's lithosphere. They name these large slabs of lithosphere plates. The movements of the plates were then termed plate tectonics. A single plate can be made of all oceanic lithosphere or all continental lithosphere, but nearly all plates are made of a combination of both. The lithosphere is divided into a dozen major and several minor plates. The plates' edges can be drawn by connecting the dots that are earthquake epicenters. Scientists have named each of the plates and have determined the direction that each is moving. See below. Plates move around the Earth's surface at a rate of a few centimeters a year, about the same rate fingernails grow. Turn to page 17. How plates move. We know that seafloor spreading moves the lithospheric plates around on Earth's surface, but what drives seafloor spreading? The answer is a familiar one: mantle convection. At this point, it would help to think of a convection cell as a rectangle or oval. Each side of the rectangle is a limb of the cell. The convection cell is located in the mantle. The base is deep in the mantle and the top is near the crust. There is a limb of mantle material moving on one side of the rectangle, one limb moving horizontally across the top of the rectangle, one limb moving downward on the other side of the rectangle, and the final limb moving horizontally to where the material begins to move upward again. Now picture two convection cells side by side in the mantle. The rising limbs of material from the two adjacent cells reach the base of the crust at the mid-ocean ridge. Some of the hot magma crystallizes and creates new ocean crust. This seafloor moves off the axis of the mid-ocean ridge in both directions when still newer seafloor erupts. The oceanic plate moves outward due to the eruption of new oceanic crust at the mid-ocean ridge. Beneath the moving crust is the laterally moving top limb of the mantle convection cells. Each convection cell is moving seafloor away from the ridge in opposite directions. This horizontal mantle flow moves with the crust across the ocean basin and away from the ridge. As the material moves horizontally, the seafloor thickens, and both the new crust and the mantle beneath it cool. Where the limbs of the convection cells plunge down into the deeper mantle, oceanic crust is dragged into the mantle as well. This takes place at the deep sea trenches. As the crust dives into the mantle, its weight drags along the rest of the plate and pulls it downward. The last limbs of the convection cells flow along the core. The material is heated and so is ready to rise again when it reaches the rising limb of the convection cell. As you can see, each convection cell is found beneath a different lithospheric plate and is responsible for the movement of that plate. Another example. Imagine two sponges floating in a pot of water. If the water is still, the sponges will stay still as well. Now imagine you start heating the water. As the water heats, it becomes turbulent and unstable, even before it starts to boil. This is because the heat is causing convection. Heat makes the water at the bottom of the pot near the fire start to rise, while the cooler water near the surface will sink. This motion in the water will cause the sponges to start to move as well. Think of tectonic plates as these sponges. Rock in the mantle, heated by the earth's core, is like the water heated by the fire below the pot. The rock slowly but surely rises from the heat, then cools off near the surface, causing it to sink. Because of this, the continents on top of all that rock move. This is how plate tectonics are caused by mantle convection. Plate boundaries. Back at the planet's surface, the edges where two plates meet are known as plate boundaries. Most geologic activity, including volcanoes, earthquakes, and mountain building, takes place at plate boundaries where two enormous pieces of solid lithosphere interact. Think about two cars moving around a parking lot. In what three ways can those cars move relative to each other? They can move away from each other, they can move toward each other, or they can slide past each other. These three types of relative motion also define the three types of plate boundaries. We're on page 18. Divergent plate boundaries is what takes place when two plates move away from each other. Convergent plate boundaries is what happens when two plates move towards each other. Transform plate boundaries is what happens when the two plates slip past each other. We will discuss the different types of plate boundaries in greater depth in an upcoming lesson. Key terms. Epicenter. The point on the Earth's surface directly above an earthquake's focus, which is the place where the ground breaks. Fault. A fracture along which there has been movement of rock on one or both sides. Plate. A slab of the Earth's lithosphere that can move around on the planet's surface. Plate boundary. A location where two plates come together. Plate tectonics. The theory that the Earth's surface is divided into lithospheric plates that move on the planet's surface. The driving force behind plate tectonics is mantle convection. This concludes the material for Thursday, April 22nd.